Okay. Talking with Police Chief Mark Elliott, just getting an update on the search for Daryl Dice Budensky. Thanks for joining us. What can you tell us about what's going on with the search for Mr. Budensky?
Well, thanks for inviting me over. I appreciate that, Rich. And I can share a little bit. So our basic information is we had a missing person report come in mm-hmm. on the evening of Sunday, October 3rd from a friend. And then we also spoke to his brother at that time. And through the work that we've done, the last time we can for sure say that somebody saw him was on Friday morning, October 1st.
Okay.
Now, his brother had been up here for about a month mm-hmm. with him and had left a little more than a week before that. And during that time here, his brother had come to visit and kind of check up on him a little bit. Saw some things that were a little concerning, some early warning signs of dementia.
Okay.
Set up some doctor appointments and actually ended up staying with him for about a month
uh-huh.
To make sure that he was doing okay. His brother obviously felt he was and then left. So we have really no indication that that there's any foul play involved.
Sure.
But we also don't have any indication that he went somewhere and he wouldn't have told someone. So it is a bit of a mystery. We have done a little bit of searching. So about a week after that, or almost a week, towards the end of that week, we did have someone that called in and reported finding a wallet and a hat near the roundabout on 246.
Uh-huh.
So we had Minnesota search and rescue dogs come out and search that area. We've also used a drone to search through that area, some of the wooded or grassland areas around there. And the pond, holding pond around there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't found any other clues on that. We have been working kind of behind the scenes on some of those investigative things, looking into some personal information on them, bank accounts, medical records, cell phone records, things like that.
Okay.
And as of now, it just hasn't turned up anything.
Right. So my understanding, I think I'm wrong. My understanding is that he had a clinical diagnosis of dementia. Is that not necessarily the case?
You know, I haven't specifically talked to his doctor, and that would be medical information
we
probably wouldn't release. But that indications like that are considerations that we use on classifying a missing person, and he is classified as an endangered missing person.
Okay. There are wild rumors flying around about that he had been having a series of verbal altercations with people, and that he there had been some negative experiences. And I mean, you're telling us that there's no sense of foul play or no suspicion of foul play. I mean, so no one like rolled up on him and grabbed him, and that we could tell.
We really don't know anything like that. There's nothing that's come in so far on ours that has substantiated, you know, significant concerns for that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we just don't know.
I did have someone call me or email me and ask me why is the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension involved in this? And I didn't have an answer for that person. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension assists local law enforcement with a variety of law enforcement endeavors. The resources the state has oftentimes are much more than what we have in local law enforcement, so they can offer some additional resources. But that's also where we file our missing person reports, and so that it goes out to every law enforcement agency throughout the state, and they have a much wider network than we do to be able to reach people. So through working with them, we're able to do that. And they won't necessarily do that for every missing person. But again, since this is classified as an endangered missing person, there are some additional state resources available for us.
Okay, cool. Now, if people want to help, if there are a lot of concerned people out there looking for Daryl, what can they do?
So there are, and I know that there's some friends and family that have a Facebook page out there, and they've been organizing some searches and that type of thing. We haven't from law enforcement just because we don't have an area to search. Mm-hmm. If we knew that like somebody saw him walking towards this area or right. doing something, we would certainly be out there doing that. We have no idea.
Okay.
We don't know if he got in a car with someone willingly or unwillingly,
right.
if he walked off, if he got disoriented. We really don't have any idea.
Yeah, so you've got not much to go on at all.
Yeah. So those areas where we have felt we had something go on, we felt we've searched pretty well.
Yeah.
So if people want to help, I would say, you know, keep an eye out for them, for one. As morbid as it sounds, it is harvest time of year. And so we have farmers, we have hunters out in fields and things like that. So keeping an eye out in that regard would be a good thing for folks to do.
Yep. Okay. All right. Chief Elliott, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right.